Lamb by Bernard McLaverty. Read by Connor Mullen. Chapter 1. There were things at the bottom of Brother Sebastian's bag that he didn't know were there. He was just unpacking when there was a knock on the door, and the boy Higgins said that Brother Benedict would see him in his room as soon as he was ready. Brother Sebastian shaved quickly in cold water, because with all the fuss he had not had time that morning. Then, in the late light of the evening, he went along to the superior's room. "Come in," called Brother Benedict. He was stooping over, poking the fire, and when Brother Sebastian went in, he turned short-sightedly to see who it was. "Ah, Brother Sebastian, it's you. Sit down." Brother Sebastian was tall and broad-shouldered. His hair was slightly longer than Brother Benedict would have preferred it to be. The room was shelved from floor to ceiling with books. There were piles of books on the table and the desk, and a pile stood precariously on a small set of library steps. Brother Sebastian sat, while the fire was raked of its dead ash and new black turfs built into a pyramid. A yellow flame burned up.
"It must have been a trying time for you," said Brother Benedict. "I know what it can be like. You look drawn. I keep a little something for an emergency such as this." He rattled deep in a cupboard and produced a bottle of Powers. "Will you take it alone, or with water?"
"With plenty of water, please," said Sebastian, smiling.
"When I indulge, I take it neat. It's the only way."
Brother Sebastian wondered what was wrong. He had never been treated like this before by Benedict. He was after something. Brother Benedict poured Sebastian a whiskey, but refused to have one himself.
"Well, how are things? How did the funeral go?"
"Not so bad, considering."